Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So we talked about the Land O'Lakes butter taking the Indian maiden off of their packaging.
Pussies. Like Nick says, pussies.
Yeah, they really...
And many people consider that long overdue.
Yeah.
Not one woman.
Oh, no. I knew somebody'd be pissed.
Land O'Lakes can kiss this butter buyer's ass.
Ooh. I'm guessing she's got a butter ass, too, right?
My family's been nice, a Land O'Lakes family since I can remember. So, no more.
So why? What?
I'm fine with store brand from here on out. Your virtue signaling lost you some good customers who were always willing to pay more for your product.
Because of a picture
Goodbye.
Of an Indian? Yeah.
Who the hell is brand loyal to butter? Seriously.
I mean, if they are, you're not going to get rid of it because they didn't change the taste of it. They changed the picture.
Did you ever think you would utter the words, you can kiss this butter by an ass?
No, but I'm glad I did.
I like it. I'm going to use it a lot. Kiss this butter by an ass.
It doesn't make her exclusive. Everybody buys butter.
No,
Yeah, we all got a butter.
I guess vegans would.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, and some people go with margarine.
Margarine, I buy an ass. She's that pissed.
Yeah, but still, do you buy your butter because of what brand it is?
I don't know. I think
we usually get the same brand.
I think people buy the same brand. Yeah, I buy the.
We're used to it,
but I don't know why it would change because they took off an Indian. The butter tastes the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, the product hasn't changed.
But I'm so mad.
Your butter buying ass.
You don't post about it?
Well, you're just racist. I don't get this at all. It's just, why do you care? They take an Indian off there.
I can't answer that either.
This ain't like the Marlboro Man. They didn't have like an Indian girl showing up for promotional events.
They did not.
Yeah. Nobody lost a job. Yeah.
Yeah.
I went through that a bunch in high school. My graduating class, we were the last... We were the Indians. We were the last class to graduate as the Indians.
Oh, you were the last class. Yeah. They were pretty angry.
Yeah,
they were. Yeah, there were a lot of people that were pissed.
Yeah, but
getting
see,
tattoos and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, that's aged well.
Yeah. A lot of good Indian pride
Indian
from white kids.
Yeah.
It was total white kids.
But I suppose I understand changing a nickname to a certain extent.
Oh, I totally get that.
Not the package.
No.
Who the hell gets upset about that?
Yeah, if it was called Indian butter... And they change the name of it. Even then, you don't get pissed. You still eat it. Mm-hmm. You know, Native American butter.
She's in her Redskins sweatshirt just throwing Land O'Lakes across the grocery store.
I don't know.
All right. This guy's got a butter buying ass. Yeah. Joe.
Hey, good morning, and thank you for the compliment. Hey.
We're all going a little crazy. That's the same kind of laugh that Nick Griffin had. We're all getting at it.
Yeah.
7 weeks of quarantining.
The edge of madness laughter.
Yeah, it is that way. Go ahead.
Well, hey, I don't care what kind of logo they have on the butter, but I was calling about saying that all butter tastes the same.
It doesn't, actually.
No.
There's a difference.
No, some butter's really good, and some butter's really, really good.
He's right.
Oh, he's like, I'm with you on that.
He's right.
I'm with you on that. I can't stop eating butter either, man. I like butter.
Yeah. The more expensive butter, that is just to die for.
Yeah.
It is
sometimes literally
else.
To die for.
It is amazing. You are absolutely right, Joe. Thank you.
Thanks. Well, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for calling. Butter buying ass, Joe. Pissed off this butter buying ass.
Did people get upset when they changed from, it was Sugar Smacks, cereal at one time, and then they went to Honey Smacks?
Well, maybe a sugar farmer, maybe.
Yeah.
Because I don't think there's really, there's not a race of people that are sugars. They would. They.
You can kiss my sugar by an ass. But I think they retain the same mascot. It's that frog.
Yeah.
Dig'em.
Yeah.
And isn't it just Smacks now?
It might be.
I think they dropped everything all together. It's just Smacks.
You may be right.
Not even Honey Smacks?
No.
That sounds kind of, it sounds like something.
Violent?
Yeah, violent, yeah.
You think they would take the word smack out of it?
Right.
Good point from Ken. The best part of the logo changing story is if they just changed the logo and not announced the change, most morons would probably have never noticed.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so either. Just had that sunrise without her sitting there. Yeah. I wouldn't have noticed either.
I wouldn't have thought twice.
No. But they get pub this way.
Yeah, a lot.
But they lost a customer, though, from her butter buying ass.
And
by the way, it sounds like her. She sounds like she ate a lot of butter.
It does sound like
it does.
That.
Sounds like she's one of those kinds, you know.
Oh, she's a fan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lay off me. I'm starving.
I ate a tub of butter a week.
And Land O'Lakes tastes better on a Pop-Tart.
Yes, it does.
Mm. That, so too, according to Ken.
Good, man.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We have a list of the most popular breakfast cereals, the 16 most popular breakfast cereals. Where would you like to start? 10, 5, 16, 16.
Oh, if we got 16. If we got 16, we can make a tournament out of it.
We got a pandemic.
We got a bracket.
16.
We got pandemic time. 16. Do them all.
All right. Well, in this order.
Are you counting down or counting up?
Down?
Now, are they including before you start getting into this?
I don't know.
Because people are going to be way too PC. Well, I really like cornflakes. I mean, is the hardcore cereal in there, the good stuff? The kids stuff?
This is the top selling.
Most popular.
Yeah, okay. Most popular, period.
All right.
So grape nuts will not be in there.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
So there's a Twinkie cereal now.
There is.
There's science, but there's stats behind this. These are the best-selling cereal products.
Apparently, the most popular cereals in the country. At number 16, Lucky Charms.
Yes.
Yep.
Classic.
I guarantee I'm not gonna dislike any of these.
Because
you said grape nuts, and those things suck.
Yeah, but if you get like to the plain Cheerios,
I'm not a big fan of
this next one. I see that kind of sucks.
Yeah, plain Cheerios are kind of stupid.
Special K at 15.
You got to put a little sugar on those. Yeah.
Put a little sugar on that for me.
And by little, he means a lot.
Yeah.
Rice Krispies.
Or Krispies.
Whatever.
Yeah. Again, you got to add the sugar.
Total sugar.
I've said Krispies on those for years.
I know.
Krispies. I have. I've just done it.
Yeah.
And I did it again.
Yeah, you got to put sugar on those. Right. You got to put sugar on those.
Okay. Yeah, plain Rice Krispies are just
worthless.
Bland.
Right.
Krispies and the Bloodsies.
At number 13, Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
I've been having a while, but they're good.
Prefer the Cocoa Pebbles, honestly.
Yeah. At number 12, it's Life. Cereal.
I like the cinnamon life.
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, I prefer the cinnamon.
Yeah.
At number 11, Cap'n Crunch Crunch Berries.
Oh, the Crunch Berries. Those things
specifically
are
the Crunch
Berries. Yeah, but the Crunch Berries, that little red things are so sharp, even sharper than a regular.
They are.
They're even more dangerous than regular Cap'n Crunch.
Do they still make the peanut butter Cap'n Crunch?
Probably.
That was pretty good. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, I like that.
At number 10 of the most popular cereals, breakfast cereals, it is Cheerios.
I like honey nut are good.
Honey nut. Yeah. Honey nut or any of the varieties, but plain,
Plain with the banana cut up in it, it's really good.
This is plain, and I suggest eating Cheerios with chocolate milk.
They make a chocolate and peanut butter Cheerio that is damn good.
At number 9, Fruit Loops.
Oh, I love Fruit Loops. I don't eat them much, but I like them.
Best, most popular cereals.
Haven't had them for a long time.
They're good.
Number 8 on the list of the most popular cereals, Reese's Puffs. I've seen them. That's probably my least favorite of all the ones that we've run across here. So
really?
Far.
Yeah. Those are excellent.
I just don't like them. I mean, they're fine, but I just never, ever choose them.
Yeah. I think I would like that too much.
They're really good.
Raisin Bran at number 7.
Okay. I like the crispy Raisin Bran better than the regular kind, but yeah, still pretty good. Yeah.
At number 6, Apple Jacks.
You know, Apple Jacks are great. You don't really
like them.
You order, you don't get those much.
No.
I haven't had them. Apple Jacks.
But it's still at number 6 on the list.
Apple Jacks. Well, I got to start picking my...
It's more popular than all the others we've listed so far.
The milk at the end of the bowl is so good with that, too.
Yeah, I got to start carrying my weight when it comes to Apple Jacks.
Anything you brought off that list.
I'm ashamed I'm not helping out.
No, I would prefer any that he listed over Apple Jacks.
Oh, really? You're wrong.
That's way down on my list.
And see, Nick, the milk at the end is one of the reasons that the Reese's Peanut Butter Puff cereal is great. Because then it's this chocolatey, incredible. Peanut buttery milk. Oh, it's great.
Magic in your mouth.
that's what makes those the Reese's Puffs.
Yeah. They're awesome.
At number 5 on the list of the most popular cereals, Honey Bunches of Oats.
No way.
I don't know if I've even tried it, but
they're like not bad.
It's pretty good. I'm
sure. Not bad.
Oh, yeah.
It's got honey in it. I'm all over that.
It's flakes. It's
those
nuts.
Little nut cluster things. Those are good.
Oh, I like the nut clusters.
Yeah, we know.
At number 4 on the list is Frosted Mini Wheats.
No.
I've gone to that one.
I can eat them. We get them in the house.
Yeah, I've gone to those.
They're not bad.
Because it's the only way I can eat those things.
They're
completely frosted.
Full-size ones, or they... Tiny.
There's mini wheats.
The smaller ones.
The frosted mini wheats.
Okay.
But they're still exceedingly dry when you bite into them.
That's why they put milk on
cereal. That's why they put milk in those. Yeah.
Even with the milk.
No.
Most cereal is not moist anyway without milk on it.
At number 3 on the list of the most popular cereals is the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, oh, sure. Yep. That's orgasmic.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And again, the leftover milk is awesome.
Right.
Number 2 most popular cereal is Frosted Flakes.
All right. They're the old staple, but they're good.
Yeah.
They're good.
Can't go wrong.
All
cannot
sugar.
Go wrong. And number 1, the most popular cereal in the history of the world, well, I don't know about that, but the most popular cereal right now, is Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh, the Honey Nuts. Yeah. Okay. All right. I think it's because people buy into that, you know, Cheerios is good for your heart.
Yeah.
But it's not,
I
like a lot of sugar on it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. I like Cheerios. It's good for me, but I want a bunch of sugar on it.
I didn't hear Cocoa Krispies.
Not in the top, however many I said.
That is a glaring omission. I hate this list.
Yeah, but that comes from a guy that doesn't like Applejack, so I think you're out there.
I didn't hear Lucky Charms. Did you say?
Yes, that was the first one.
That was number 16.
Yeah, Lucky Charms were in there.
Yeah, and it's not our fault that the cereal that you listed that didn't show up on the list is not popular.
Right.
I'm just happy there wasn't some, the super fiber kashi or something on the list.
Muslix.
That stuff's terrible.
Yeah. There weren't very many healthy cereals, on there.
No, there was
the oats.
There wasn't. You're right.
The plain Rice Krispies.
Well, if you don't douse them with sugar. Probably the mini wheats.
Yeah, but they're frosted.
Yeah.
They're still frosted.
Yeah, frosted.
But the rest of them are good for you, right? Yeah.
But a lot of these, there's the influence of the 8-year-old.
I don't know, Todd.
There are on a lot of food items, there really isn't influence from 8-year-old.
Right.
This one, yeah.
26 years, I don't think I know Todd. actually, 27 years. 27 years, I find out he doesn't like Apple Jacks.
I don't hate them.
It's over.
I got a problem, man. I got a problem. I think the show might be coming to an end.
Cocoa Krispies should be above Apple Jacks.
This is worse
than a lot of them.
This is worse than when we found out you didn't like ketchup on fries.
Well, that was just it. I thought that was just, I don't know what happened there.
Yeah.
This is taking
that was
a bad
the first
turn.
Time the show almost ended.
Right. What's wrong with you?